Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world on the Gulf Coast of Florida, Alabama, Mississippi. And our VFN radio audience around the nation, around the world. It takes us a moment to kind of just think that's just amazing, isn't it? That means, you know, if we make a mistake, which we have.
Oh, yes.
And we leave them up. Isn't that amazing? We just totally leave them up. You know what I'm saying? We just really want to be. Yes.
Yes.
God uses flawed vessels. Speaking of flawed vessels, I'm here. And also joining me is unflawed vessel, Pat Hamilton.
I don't know about that. Yes.
How are you doing? I was just thinking about, you know, this morning about how hard you make sure that your vessel's not flawed. I mean, just, you know, he's benching at least 80 pounds today.
At least. Yeah. And working on his 10.
It's curling the fives.
Yep.
And the guns, what do you call them? The guns or something?
Guns, I think, right?
Guns.
Cap guns.
Cap gun.
Ting, ting.
If that's a cap gun, I'm in trouble.
Lord.
Also, John Paul.
Hello.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Wow, I'm
and
hearing you
clearer.
I'm hearing you clearer.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow, praise
Thankful
God.
For prayers and for doctors. I'm
yes,
doing good.
Doctors are wonderful. I mean, I have had some great doctors that's really helped me out. And I had some other ones.
Not so much.
No. Hey,
Practitioners?
I think it was a doctor. Anyway, so.
But they all practice.
He told me he was. No. Very nice person. So anyway, we're going to talk to you today. And if you missed our previous programs, this is what you've got to catch. And go to VFNTV.com. There's so much available for you in our podcasting and on the Torch and just so many other areas. Don't forget, you know, it's our partners, simple partners that just partner and actually for $9.95 a month, you know, which are lower subscriber rate. You can have, I'm not a subscriber, but partner rate. There's no subscribers here. We just give you all this access to everything. And our other foundational partners that stand with us, you know, on a regular basis. That's why we're here and our sponsors. And, man, there's so much going on. One of the things that happened, I'm going to be talking about briefly, is I had a chance to speak to my family this last weekend, I guess it was. And, you know, these kind of meetings that we're having now is kind of like the meeting before. I remember when you hear soldiers, they're talking about, you know, we've been to boot camp and we've been to this, we've been to that, we've been to this. Then it comes that moment in time when you got this tension going, okay, at one moment they're going to say charge, you know.
Right.
They know that everything that we've learned, everything that we've practiced. And so there's that last meeting where you got to put everything into practice. I'll never forget when I was in law enforcement, I felt that way. You know, when you start thinking, you're going to send me out in the street now?
Are you sure?
Shouldn't I have a couple more years? Oh, I got
training?
A gun? You give me a gun? Oh my goodness. And a little light on top of your car lights and siren and all that kind of stuff. And it's like you're riding around going, if you sure you want to do this? And then you start meeting everybody else, go, oh, we're, you know, dear Lord, help us.
Right, we
need help. And it's just that feeling at some point, consummation has to take place in what's happening. And a prophecy is about, you know, at one point, you know, in the Word of God, God is telling over and over and over and over and over again since the fall of man in the garden that God is going to redeem mankind. He's going to dwell with us again. And in that, he was saying over and over again that I'm going to be with you. I'm going to tabernacle with you. And eventually it came to pass. It's no longer a prophecy when Jesus was born. That's what Christmas is about. You know, we celebrate on December 25th, you know, as a day of recognizing that prophecy came to pass. That's no longer prophecy. That's a reality.
Yes.
The prophecy proves that this is a God reality. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get so caught up in prophecy, people say, let's just prophesy some more. And it's like, it already happened already. Now we need to get build vision for the future. And hopefully today, outside the ticket noise that we're hearing, is that we want to begin to build vision for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as we talked about in an earlier program about having vision is your survival plan. You got to get a God vision and for beyond where you are. I like what Lance Wallow says. He says, you got to be able to see your face in the future.
Mm. Walt now.
Thank you. I call him Lou for some reason. I don't know what it
is. I call him Walt too.
He sounds like the aardvark. I don't know if you remember the aardvark from the Pink Panther.
Oh, yeah.
He could be the aardvark.
Aardvark?
Huh?
Aardvark?
Yes.
Okay, right. Sure. That's what you're saying.
Yes, Patricia. Come on, then. Give me a break. Right. It's a cartoon. Right. It's a cartoon.
We just want to edit it later.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. That's true. That's I appreciate that. That is really helpful. Everybody in the editing crew, thank you for that.
Trying to save some work.
Yeah, the pink aardvark, right? The pink aardvark.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But
sounds good to me. Cartoons
who would have ever thought that the aardvark?
Sure.
I don't know which one it is, bark or vark. Help me out. Which one is it?
Aardvark.
He's doubting himself.
Aardvark.
Aardvark.
I had to hear myself say it.
I never listened that intently to it. You know, in passing with my briefcase of my cell phone as the cartoons was playing as a kid. Anyway, so. That whoever thought that that voice would be the voice of wisdom today. Listen to the art.
So what does he sound like? I don't even remember.
He sounds like Lance Wallu.
We're sorry, Lance. He didn't mean it.
He didn't mean it. So anyway, Pat.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about what happened after talking to my family. Mm-hmm. And what happened, remember this. You're going to be really shocked, probably. I don't know. Maybe you're not. That when you're hearing from the Lord and you say what God wants you to say, his word, you know, whatever that word is, he works with you confirming his word. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with sharing what God is saying. Of course, my family knows. We've been talking the whole journey.
Right.
And before we even entered into this last this present phase, you know, we told them very specifically what it meant and to us and the price that could be paid for it, and all of them are like warriors when it comes time to, like, let's just do this thing. And with that, I got a chance to share with them, you know, as I gathered my family together, and we just talked about what God was saying. I shared what was on my heart, and it felt like that one gathering that you have before. Mm-hmm. You have to apply these principles. And as I was talking to them, about a dream that the Lord had given me, which I also spoke about at the VFN Dream Center. And we'll be talking about that today. But what the interesting thing that the Lord showed me about strife is that it has to do, it was symbolized in God's vision to me with knives. And of all the things that could be going on, the same time God's speaking to me in Israel is an intifada with knives. Ooh. It's like an uprising, the knife uprising. And so what you're seeing in Israel, we talked about in our previous program, dedicated a whole program. It was on CTN last night, WHBR. You can get it at VFNTV.com. There is a knife uprising. Strife. That is actually strife. And but you're seeing whatever happens in the natural in Israel is happening in the spiritual, right, in the church. And there's this big spirit of strife in the church. You know, strife. And we're going to talk about, what does that mean? How do you get rid of strife? Aren't you ready to get rid of strife in your life and strife in your, you know, your marriage and your family and your church leadership? Maybe there's a whole bunch of strife going on. And it's just like a knife throwing. There's no knife throwing, but you walk out feeling like a target, you know, after that. And so we're going to talk about that today. But the interesting thing, after I shared this, and it's just, God was just all over me when I'm talking, and God was just speaking through my family, and with it was this brokenness of, like, there's nothing else we can do. We didn't set everything that we can say. There's no other words you really can say to it. And that's why we're talking about the future now. We're talking about, let's get a vision. We've already defined that. We have it uploaded. We have it available. We have it in video format. Real soon, you'll be able to go to the VFN Torch and see the actual programs. Will be there inside the programs. You'll be able to see the video, but right now you still can see it there. But it'll be maxed with the description so you can see what's going on in that. But the and so I delivered that, and I said it, and everybody, you know, we did what we needed to do, and we prayed, and we asked God's, you know, blessing and protection and you know, sought wisdom. And this is what you need to do. You need to, you know, prudent preparation is available right now for every single person who subscribes to the VFN Torch as a gift to you. If you go to VFNTV.com, in the upper right-hand corner, you have a chance to be able to, the Torch newsletter, click on that, enter your email address, follow the prompts, and you will have access to a talk about, you know, prudent preparation. What does it mean? And we just want to just give that to you, you know, as a gift of registering today. So you want to make sure you do that. So anyway, so as I'm preparing this morning and for, you know, we're here today, is I get a message from my son, Jared. And Jared tells me, he says, you know, man, I just had a detailed dream about what you were talking about. And God showed him some of the things that he's been showing. And God says, I work with you confirming my word. And there's two things going on, and I want you to encourage you. It's the best of times and the worst of times. So this is not about disaster. This is about discipline and hardship so that there's a great harvest. So we got to be able to take care of the natural things while we help love people, encourage people, and disciple people. And the kingdom expands. And so it's not all about, you know, if we suffer with pride and idolatry and my stuff, you'll view the prophecy as like, I got to store up some beans from here. Versus like, man, I got to position myself to be the most fruitful that I can be, because I might not physically make it through this. This might be my last moments here on earth. I want it to be in a way that I'm honoring God. And so we'll be talking about that, but God specifically confirmed it. And so he shot me a message early this morning, you know, 5:30 something in the morning. And so we're talking, and it was so real. I mean, it was a vision. How you know a vision versus dream is like you're in it. And it was great. It was chaos. You know, it was total chaos. And but it was just a sudden thing. That's over and over again. It's just a sudden type thing. And the first thing that we're talking about is what we talked about, but it's exactly what y'all see Steve, you know, on VFN TV, and he's part of our team here. The same thing that you hear about, have you got your 90 days yet? The first thing we're thinking about is making sure that you have 90 days of basic provision so that you can be there for others.
Yeah.
It's the oxygen mask thing and the air, you know, put it on yourself first so you can help other people. And, but it was just, I mean, the way that he described it, it seemed like the end of the world. So it was so real. It was so real. That, and this is God confirming this, that he wanted to stay and continue in the vision, but at the same time, he wanted to be able to look out the window to see that it was happening or not happening. That's how real it was. You know, am I going to continue in this vision, or am I going to break this vision and come? That's how, listen, what does that mean? That means God is confirming that this thing is on, as Duck Dynasty says, like Donkey Kong. And it's like, it's on like Donkey Kong. That'll up our ratings for that. Duck Dynasty says it's on like Donkey Kong. But it also, remember, it's the best of times. And so we'll talk more about this all when we get back from the break. But I just thank the Lord for his voice that he speaks and he confirms. And Job 33, does not a man speak to a man? Does not God not speak to a man in his sleep, in his deep sleep, and warn him about what's taking place? And God's gave the warning. And that's what that meeting with my family was. A warning. This is a warning. This is going to come. Somebody says, why would you give somebody a warning? If a hurricane's coming, don't you go, this is a hurricane warning. If a tornado's coming, you say, this is a tornado warning. If a fat storm's being fashioned against our nation, we want to say, warning, hello, warning, warning. More, we'll get back for the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Hi, I work in a major retail store in Massachusetts on the overnight shift.
Okay.
And we're allowed to have our radios down low in our aisles that we stock, but I was told that I cannot have any religious music, that it was in our handbook that they gave us, which I looked in the handbook, and it is not there at all.
What about other music? Is other music being played by other employees?
Any other kind but religious, which is me, which I'm a Christian.
Well, privately owned companies have a lot of rights that public institutions would not, but one thing is I think they've got it wrong. They probably think, somebody in human resources thinks, that allowing Christian music to be played while you're doing work are somehow a violation of the law, and that's just not the case. And they've got it wrong here, I'm to be quite blunt.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are just having this conversation about, you know, God just spoke this morning confirming a meeting that a time of fellowship I have with my biological family, you know, and which I love, and brand new granddaughter, mm-hmm. and all those things going on. But, you know, you want to be able to prepare your family, you know, for what's about to happen. That, apologize for always looking down, but the Word of God says that you're worse than an unbeliever if you do not take care of your family. So it's not that you only take care of your family, but that you need to be able to prepare them as well. It doesn't mean everybody's going to listen, but you got to at least tell them, because he tells us if you don't tell them, God makes known to you, if you don't tell them, despite what they think, if you're crazy or whatever, you know, and like I said, if it's God confirms it, you mm-hmm. know, but it's better to warn and it not happen and warn and it happen and they don't even know. And that way they can prepare. I mean, they can prepare, because it's not like today we have so many conveniences to be able to get places. And we don't realize we're depending on technology to do that. There's people right now who don't even know what a paper map looks like. They wouldn't know how to get to Walmart if they didn't have their GPS system tell them take a left here or take a right. They really wouldn't. It's amazing. They wouldn't know how to get to another state. And they would just get on the road and start driving and hope that it turns out. And they would be the one clogging the road right. because, you know, you're trying to head out if a hurricane's coming, for example. And so you want to be able to warn them. But he says this, too. He says, if you don't warn them and you did know, then their blood's on your hands. But worse than that, your family's blood on your hand? Come on. I mean, mm-hmm. you need to tell your family. And there's so many people that's just – and there's this – I don't have the exact verbiage of this, but there is this standard mode that kicks in under stress. And one thing, some people, the survival people – see it and they prepare. It's just like the proverb says, a prudent man sees danger, prepares for it, fool keeps going and suffers for it. But there's these other folks that just panic. You know, they just panic and they're just like, you know, they're the ones that you see, you know, maybe you saw them in a movie, you saw them in Haiti, you see people screaming, running down the streets, like, what good is that?
Yeah.
You know, what good is that?
That's not going
to
help.
That's not a survival mode, is not to run down your street screaming and hollering, especially if you proclaim to be a believer. I mean, come on now.
And looting. I mean, that's That's not a good idea.
And we're not talking about Texas or anything here. Anyway, so in that, and then there's other folks, they just keep doing what they've been doing. This is the majority of people. I mean, if they get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, they'll get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. If they go eat a piece of toast and put butter on it, they put butter on it. If they get gas on their way to work, I mean, they just do everything that they've always done. You can't look at that crowd and go, well, everything's all right. That's how they're handling this shock. And they only know when you break their pattern of behavior. They only know if something's wrong when you snap your fingers. And they're like, oh, my gosh, my pattern's broke. You know, we've learned this early on.
That's right.
With certain personalities. Like, oh, we got it. You know, it works. And so, but that's just important because you can all assume that everything's okay because you're watching people still, you know, still go to work. But I'll never forget when 9/11 happened. You know, you hear this tragedy happen, but nobody could stop.
Yeah.
They just went, why our citizens are burning and jumping from buildings and at the Twin Towers, they have not yet fallen. We had people that was going out selling insurance policies. And they just kept on working, selling insurance. It was selling insurance. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Pause. Stop. But, you know, maybe that's how this person handled, you know, that's how they handled shock. But the thing is that if that's how you handle it, it may do you good up until the point you can't get through the Lincoln Tunnel of your life, that you're just, everything's bottleneck and now you're stuck and now your family wasn't prepared for this. You need to prepare, you know, like I said, just sign up for the tour today and you get, well, as a gift, you know, just showing our gratitude for you signing up for the newsletter, which keeps you informed of what's going on. You'll give you Prudent Preparation as a free download for you to be able to start listening to today and listen to it again and again and just ask God to reveal to you how you're supposed to prepare. But, you know, what do you do in these moments? You know, how do you prepare? Well, you tell your family. You may need to tell yourself. You know, first thing you may need to do is tell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The present-day newscasters that you're going to see, they're, as a matter of fact, I was just seeing an interview this morning. One of the CBS newscasters left CBS, and she's got a book out now. I can't tell you what her book is at this moment. But she was just shocked at how much how much present-day media wasn't even concerned about the truth at all. They just wanted them to say whatever they wanted to say. And when they did all this investigative reporting, then they would spring their work like 60 Minutes used to be and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they would present it and they go, no, we're not going to do this because this makes the president look bad. This makes Washington look bad. This makes our agenda. And they would just stop. Think about it. Are you turning to those sources Are you turning to those sources for what you need to know so you can prepare what's going on? And there are some good, there's some media, you know, good sources that are going on. But that's why we're here. We're here to say, you know, we can have this conversation. You know, God speak to us and whatever, you know, you're revealing to us, we'll make known to our audience, you know. And our audience, you're really encouraging us because you're talking about what we wanted to hear was, thank you. I cannot believe that there's actually a prophetic voice at 5 o'clock, 5 days a week. And how is this happening? This is just God. It's just God. But that means that, you know, we're all opened up to say, you know, God, what do you want us to know? You know, what do you want us to do? And I think about, you know, World War II when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he used to come on a couple times. He's known for this, but it wasn't a whole bunch of times. But there was specifically, everybody came to the radios to hear it. And that's all they had was radio at that time. And he would talk to the nation and everybody would sit around the radio and they would listen to the president, encourage them, tell them what's going on and paint vision. And that kept a steady calm throughout. As Senator John McCain, he talked about those days and he said that he just had such, he was the best encourager and motivator for the nation.
Mm.
And so we're going to, as Christians, we're going to need a motivating conversation. We're going to need a media source that we can talk about what's going on, but we don't need to talk about every single thing. I mean, it's almost like an assault. If you watch, you know, ABC News, for example, within the first 5 minutes, they've shown you 20,000 disasters with no resolution, with no prophetic reality. And so, yeah, we do need to know some things that are going on, but not everything. I mean, God hasn't called us to be Google.
Yeah.
He's called us to worship God.
That's right.
But we need to hear what God is saying to us in this particular time on what to do. And so I would say, because I feel like I've had a lot of last meetings, you know, not last meetings, but meetings like, okay, this is the meeting that I'm last one I'm going to be able to have before these things start happening. And I believe it's going to happen so quickly that we're not going to really have a lot of time to think a lot. And then it's going to be over. And then we're going to be able to begin to rebuild and whatever that means.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The harvest is going to, in the middle of that, it's going to be coming in. And I just sense this in my spirit. And,
as you're saying that, I'm thinking about even the floods that hit the region. One day started to rain. And who would have known that within a few hours there'll be floods everywhere and houses falling apart?
Right,
just that quick.
Right, right, and that's what happened. I mean, God specifically, they said that a congressman in Florida said, Congressman Jeff Miller, he said that on an interview we have it on VFN Torch for you. He said this hadn't happened in 125 years. This may have never happened. That's what he said. It's kind of like that because it was flooding on top of mountains, on top of hills. And then the areas that are supposed to flood didn't flood. So it was like the flooding was, and so that's kind of what we've been hearing is that is you're just not going to be able to wrap your brain around it. The thing about it is we want to wrap our hearts around what God's finished work on the cross and make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life and understand that God speaks. I mean, he speaks. Mm-hmm. This is important to understand. God loves you individually. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what anybody tells you. Religious folks or anybody, people that you highly admire that has ability to speak and you hear what God's saying through them, God loves you and he wants to talk to you and he will give you a strategy. He will help you in your life. He loves you. He died for you. And so one thing to do is to learn how to, first of all, be his disciple, Multiply Movement. We talk about that all the time. Go to multiplymovement.com, I believe it is, and begin that whole simple journey of it's such a beautiful thing that Francis Chan and David Platt has done. But the second thing is abide, learn how to abide with him. And we have a simple plan for you. It's totally free. Just request it at iabide.org, iabide.org. You're not going to be able to turn to ABC News and they're not going to tell you, David Muir on ABC News is, he's just grateful he just got this job. I mean, he's not going to buck the system. You know what I'm saying? And if you do buck the system, like this particular reporter I'm telling you about just wrote a book, she's been blacklisted from the whole thing.
You'll be out,
Which is a blessing, by the way, that you don't want to be in a place that doesn't let you, report the First Amendment news and stuff. But, learn to abide with the Lord. And this is what he says in Revelation. And this is not the end of the world. It's nothing like that. But it's going to be the end of some people's world because their life's going to end through this. I mean, something's going to happen. And we just celebrated and had a memorial for veterans who gave their life for us. And so if we didn't tell them this, the day that their life ended, they're in the presence of God. We owe every man, every woman the truth because it's appointed once for us all for our life to end, to be over for us, and to be present with the Lord. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here's what the Holy Spirit said. He said, I have many ministers, and they are speaking on my behalf. But he said, what's missing is the urgency of their voice. These mega churches are really cognizant not to offend people. And they're really careful when they get up and preach to people that everybody leaves out there feeling really good. Preachers refuse to preach on the coming of Jesus Christ. Where's the urgency? I have never seen America in the place where we are right now. If you think that all the persecution is going to remain in Iraq against the Christians, you better think again. It's already coming into this country right now. If we don't tell people what they need to hear, God's going to hold us accountable and their blood will be on our hands. Whenever we preach, we've got to preach with an urgency in our voice that we need to be right with God if anything should happen to us. There's things right now in motion that may change our nation almost overnight. And for me to stand here and act like everything's all right, I can't do that. The politicians in Washington
mate can do that and lead you to believe that everything's going to be okay. But in the house of God, there's got to arise a siren that says, blast, 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 attention, attention, attention. Things are changing and they're changing quickly. We've got to have preachers in the pulpit that will say, watch out, warning, warning, red light, warning. People know something's going on in the Middle East. They know something's going on in Iraq, in Iran, in Damascus. They know about Iran. And people that's not even scripturally literate are trying to answer these things, and they're missing in a million miles. And God's saying to the preachers, get up and tell them. It's time to talk about what God's doing. People are seeking the Lord. People are seeking Christ. And if they don't find him in the church, where are they going to find him? I have a question. Where is the urgency?
And you know, Pat, I abide. Do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, do you abide?
Oh, yeah.
I abide, you abide, Steve abides. We all abide together. We want to encourage you to abide along with us.
I think Chris does, too.
And I think Chris does, too. He's shaking.
We got a
there.
Smile.
He doesn't have a mic.
Smile
oh,
there.
He's jumping. He abides, too. And I know Greg abides. Listen, join us in abiding. We talked about how you can get a free, simple plan. Go to iabide.org, select get your free plan today. And when you begin to abide, we want to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Contact us. Of course, you can always follow us on Facebook and go to VFNTV.com to find different ways that you can connect with us and with the program. Mm. And we want to hear what God is saying. There's so many abiders right now, and God's saying so many wonderful things. Children are hearing from God, and they're journaling what God is speaking to them in the Word. And
with
that
crayons.
Is beautiful. Crayons, pens, markers, you name it. They're just writing it down. And God's speaking to him, giving him dreams, and it's like, wow, very good. So the Spirit knows no age. You know that? Spirit knows no age.
Nope.
And when God wants to speak, he will definitely, definitely speak.
Wow. At BFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com. Click podcasts. We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I do want to talk about upcoming events for Christians United for Israel, CUFI. We've got some events coming up. We appreciate Gene Rosenbaum for encouraging us about this, that there will be a night to honor Israel on November the 13th in the Colonnade Center at the, what is that?
Catoosa Civic Center.
Catoosa Civic Center in?
Ringgold, Georgia.
Ringgold, Georgia, just south of the Chattanooga. The speaker will be at 7 p.m. The program will be including what? The Georgia State Senator Jeff Mullins?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, the Jewish Federation of Greater Chattanooga, Executive Director Michael
Dzik,
and Pastor Len Allen, Central Regional Coordinator for CUFI and the Lee University Symbolic Band. Symphony Band will be there to perform.
Oh, wow.
Also, CUFI, Christians United for Israel, there will be a night to honor Israel November 18th at the Levite Jewish Community Center in Birmingham, Alabama. Find out more, go to VFNTV.com or go to CUFI.org. You know, we're talking about We're talking about, you know, what the strife, when you think about strife, and so God is showing me how in the church, meaning not your building or my building or whatever, but inside our families, inside our life, how there's this strife. And the way he showed me strife was through knives, you know, like knives and kind of symbolism and context of that. And even the Word of God says, you know, when you keep biting and devouring each other, you're going to destroy each other. And so when you think about that, if there's strife going on in a relationship, it's painful to your spirit. You feel it in your spirit. And when you have what's called a dysfunctional family, you're looking at a family that's been under a lot of strife. You know, it's a lot of underlying pulling and tugging and pushing and judging and being critical and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if you have that cartoon, but find that cartoon for me there. But then you think about it. So there's like this whole cloud of strife around someone who's struggling with strife. And what he showed me was that, because this whole battle strategy, spiritual storm thing, whatever, that it's the point of it is to divide everything. I want to say blow everything apart, but that sounds like a bomb thing. But just divide everything. I mean, the word devil means one who gets in between and divides. And so, you know, bring division, you know, and God hates, there's some things that God hates. And you hear some people cranking off all the time, what, God hates this, God hates this, but they leave out like six other things that God hates, mm-hmm. which they're walking in, you know, and one is strife,
right.
you know, and so we have to learn to love, because strife is, it wars against love. And how can we as Christians, you know, deliver the message of love to mankind if we're walking around with strife in our life? Mm-hmm. You know, you sit here and, you know, God loves you. And then, you know, your marriage is in turmoil, you know, because you won't deal with the strife in your marriage. Or, you know, your family's in turmoil because you just continue to have strife in your marriage while your children are trying to survive the knife throwing. I mean, it's obviously not knives, but spiritual things happening. Or maybe the children are strifeful and you won't deal with the strife with the children. And as we're preparing for this storm that's coming, if you don't deal with that, if you don't deal with the strife that's in your life, because as everything's falling apart like a spiritual earthquake, and there's going to be supposedly some real earthquakes and famine and terrorism, things like that, then you'll just shake apart. I mean, there's nothing, you're not whole, it's just a figment of your imagination. You're not really together, because the devil divides, but God unites. Strife divides, but love unites. You cannot be strifeful and loving at the same time. You got to make up your mind. And God is love. And love is the one thing that holds all things together. And love is patient. Love is kind. Love is long-suffering. Keeps no records of wrong. It denies itself, picks up our cross, and follows the Lord, just like love himself did Jesus when he was showing us the face of God and how things are. But then I thought about, because strife can be just ruthless. It's amazing how people can just treat people horrifically. I mean, say terrible things, Christians, just terrible things to their spouse, to their children, to pastors, to pastors, and they can do strifeful things, just like terrible things, and then they can sleep really well that night. And my question was always like, well, how can you, knowing that this calamity and this destruction that you just caused, is how can you, don't you remember what you just did? Don't you remember the spiritual blood that's scattered everywhere and the betrayal? And don't you see all this thing out there? And so the Lord, because you see this, you feel the strife. But then the Lord began to show him, you don't defeat strife by trying to defeat strife, because you can't throw strife is a byproduct. It is a fruit from a root, and the root is pride. And so pride is blinding. Pride is blinding. If you haven't read the first part, read the first part, throw it away. Final quest, it'll help explain Ephesians 6:12 to you, the spiritual realm, what's going on. But pride is so blinding, and it blinds the mind. That's how somebody can sleep at night. That's how somebody can come and just blow you out of the water. They can just devastate you, devastate your marriage, devastate, maybe they're in your marriage and they're devastating your marriage, or Maybe their children in your family, they're doing things that are bringing great destruction to the family or parents to the children, or maybe it's in your school, maybe it's in your workplace, maybe it's where your church gathers. But you have to understand it. You can get more empathy for the individual when you understand this, that they're blinded to that. They really do not see, because pride is the issue. The byproduct of that is strife. And so they don't see the pain and the devastation. All they see is themselves. That's all they can see. It's idolatry, it's self. You know, and God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So it's not about perfection. It's about, if I'm going to get rid of strife in my life. And so what you have, since a person can't see, if they can't see, then they really think everybody else is the problem. They think, I mean, they show up, they get up in the morning and they talk to their spouse and they think, man, he's still got this issue again. You know, she's got this issue. They talk to the kids like, oh, these kids. They ride down the road and it's like, all these people driving around me, they're just, oh. You know, because a person that's prideful is directing traffic when they're not even the police. And, you know, I've taught, and this is what I've taught about the dreams. So you get this whole, by the way, we're going to make this whole thing available to you for all of our partners. Make sure that's available to all of our partners inside the partners area for you. We appreciate our partners. And it's about how to defeat strife. And, you know, people get in their cars and they start, you know, yelling at people that are not driving right. And it's like, you just have a thin piece of metal and glass between you and that person you just talked about. But your pride is so blinding, you don't realize that this next red light, they're going to drag your butt out of that car and they're going to whip you. You think that's not crazy. I was in law enforcement. I remember this one particular lady, she was carrying on like that. And, you know, she was blinded by how arrogant she was and how she was barking all this stuff out to other people. And you have to stop at a red light. And so she was so prideful and so blinded by it that she had no idea that, and her door was unlocked. And so the lady behind her that she was yelling at stopped behind her, says, well, I'm going to go explain a few things to her. And she got out of her car. She went up to the lady, opened up her car door, and drug her out of her car. But isn't that the same thing the lady was doing in the car? She was doing it with words. She was throwing knives and pridefully at these other. I mean, who do we think we are? If we're Christians, and I'm not saying this particular person was Christian, but if we're Christians, we should not be doing that. You know, we should be willing to be last in the line. We're okay if a traffic light stops us because we're supposed to be humble and trust in God that God's, for some reason, he wants us to stop. We're not like, what's wrong with this world? And that's just prideful arrogance and blinding. And so that person that struggles with strife, you know, with pride, they're blinded to the fact that this whole cloud is around them. And so whether they go out and go play ball, do a sport with somebody, everybody goes, oh, great, here comes him, here comes her. You know, I mean, and it's amazing. But think about this. There was so much pride in the religious world that when Jesus himself, when God himself was standing there in the presence of people that were so blinded by their pride, they looked God square in the face, you know, the face of God, Jesus Christ, just look in the face, and they called him Satan. Why? And they created all kinds of strife everywhere Jesus went. Why? Because they were blinded by their pride, and they were the ones creating all the trouble till they finally nailed Jesus to the cross. And if he wouldn't have let them nail him to the cross, then you know it would still be going even to this day in the context of that. But thank you, Jesus, for paying the price. When we get back, I'm going to show you a cartoon, a little short little cartoon, that kind of give you a picture of what I'm talking about when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 I Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you. So when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 I Guy. $50
I Guy. The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
You know, Pat, the great thing about VFN Radio is that you can take it on the go with you. You can do that now with the VFN Radio app. No matter where you're at, you can continue to enjoy VFN Radio on the go. You can search for prophetic words, wisdom moments, and it's right there available. All you have to do is go to your search in your Google Play or your iPhone App Store. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Total download, free, doesn't cost you anything. Get the app today. Go to Android or iPhone, Google Play or iPhone app, and search VFN TV and download. Free, doesn't cost you a thing, and take VFN Radio on the go.
Well, I just want to say right up front that Donna was out shopping, and she got a Saints jersey.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
A Saints jersey. That's a football team, not hockey. And
does she need something to mop up the floor?
No. Actually, the thing about it was, you know, if you study the archaeological digs around New Orleans, you'll find out they did win once.
Did they?
They did. Okay. And it must be over because she found it in somebody's garage brand new for $1.
For a dollar.
Do you remember the day that those things were so high? It was like,
wow.
These were just like, these were like stuffing, you know, for your like place the peanut thing. And so, of course, I'm like, she says, like, I got to give this to Pat. And I'm thinking, you got to give that to Pat. I'm going to sleep in it. And I had a dream.
Was it a scary dream? Was it a scary dream?
They just lost again.
Okay. I don't know what
it was.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. Really, there wasn't a dream. Nothing happened as usual. But I can't believe $1. It's going for $1 now.
Wow. I never come across that.
I said, baby, if you ever run into another one, get it.
Yeah,
get it.
Because hook
her up. They will quit printing them after a while.
Yeah.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. So we're talking about, you know, one of the ways to prepare life in general, because we're supposed to be loved. Think about it. If there's so many people say this, and they literally blame folks for their entire life. Nobody loved me. You know, I don't feel loved, you know. I don't feel love in this marriage. I don't feel love in this family. My boss don't love me. It's like, well, he doesn't love you. You know, I'm hanging around my church and my church doesn't love me. And you have to understand that if you have a spirit of strife on you, it wars against the very thing that you want in your life. By the way, it wars against God because God is love. So you got to make up your mind. Am I going to deal with the pride of my life so that I can feel the love of God? God loves you. God laid down his son for you. The question is he going to resist you because he resists the proud? Or you're going to humble yourself, get rid of the pride, and he's going to give grace to you, or you're going to experience the love of God. The love of God just casts out all fear. The love of God encourages you. He loves you. But you got to love yourself less. You know what I'm saying? Because men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You got to make up your mind. Am I going to love God and trust God with loving me? So this is cartoon character. Is he like the dirtbag? What's the name of him?
Pigpen.
So this is like a pigpen of strife. This is what the pigpen of strife looks like. Because no matter where this person goes, and since they're blinded, So they don't know that they're the source of this thing. They really don't. And that's how they can sleep really well while they destroyed an entire church. They can sleep really well while they destroyed, you know, a move of God, you know, an altar call. I don't know, because they don't even know. They're just blinded by the pride in their life. And so you can have compassion for them. Now you understand. It's like, oh, it's just pride. Matter of fact, take a look at this. Thank you. So you're looking at, I mean, think about this. Everywhere this particular cartoon character went, they had this cloud around them in every aspect of their life. I mean, at some point, you got to be honest with yourself. If you've moved your, where you live, if you're in your third relationship, if you're on your fifth job, you're on your sixth church, and you're seeing a consistent pattern that there seems to be no love in all those places, you have to ask yourself, am I walking in pride? I mean, because these individual experiences in your life, they don't know each other.
Right,
the only
thing
they have in common is you, right?
Yep.
Which is okay. I mean, we all, you know, struggle with pride, and we got to say, God, I'm going to lay that down. God, forgive me for the pride in my life. You know, I'm just going to trust you and begin to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You're not going to be God, you know, because when you say, I know better than God, and I'm rebuking God, and that's, I mean, I've seen these things. I've seen, you know, people just, you know, are so blinded that they start speaking like Korah did against Moses, and they're speaking and rebuking like a Moses who's got an anointing on his or her life. And it's like, you're so blinded, you don't understand. It has nothing to do with Moses. It has to do with what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So humility is where we don't know everything.
Right.
We're not worried about what we look like. As a matter of fact, we don't mind, as Paul said. Paul said, I'm like the last in the procession of a parade where all the dung is at the end of a parade. And he was okay with that. He says, of the sinners, I'm the chiefest. And he was not trying to lift himself up. He said, you know, he talks about his inner struggles, and he put himself on the reality of my total dependencies on Jesus Christ. Oh, that I might know him and fellowship with him in his suffering and power. And that we humble ourselves, we realize that we all need God. But you know what? God responds to that. It's okay to look at God and say, God, I need you. I can't do this without you. And pride says, you know, I've got to figure this out. I've got to, it's all in your head, you know? And think about it. Okay, the universe is huge, and everything is large, and your brain is, I mean, even though you think it's big, it's really compared to, you know, it's like, you know, finite. And then they say we're only using 10% of it, and you know we don't even use that part well. And as you get older, you find, I was like, I don't think I'm using, look at me, 8-7% or something?
Right.
And so it's just arrogance versus saying, you know, the God that created my brain, the God that created me in his image and his likeness wants fellowship with me. But if I don't give rid of the strife in my life and my pride in my life, he's gonna resist me because I'm saying I'm God. And one of the difficulties right now in America, I believe, while we're going through the storm that's happening and going to happen, according to Bob Jones, these next 2 years are going to be horrifically tough. According to what we've been shown, they're going to be horrifically tough. According to what Rick Joyner's been shown in Morningstar Ministry, it's going to be horrifically tough. According to what John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, is going to be tough. According to John Paul Jackson, what he's been shown is going to be tough. According to Chuck Pierce in Corinth, Texas, it's going to be tough. According to Mike Bickle with Kansas City International House of Prayer, it's going to be, I mean, how many people do we need?
Yeah.
According to BB, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, it's being tough right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what's happening in the natural is happening in the spiritual, because strife is like knife. So everywhere you go, if you don't deal with this strife, people feel like you're cutting them with your words. You're cutting them with your actions, and you're blinded by what you don't do. So when you watch the news and go to yesterday's program and see yesterday's program and watch what's happening in Israel, because there is a uprising called the Knife Uprising. Remember, God just spoke to me and showed me in a vision, this specifically is what's going on in the church, and we've got to deal with the pride, and the strife will go. And guess what comes? Love comes. And we're supposed to be known by our love. We can't go out there and strife our way to righteousness. We can't fight our way and pride our way to being a better nation and going back to our original tent. We got to humble ourselves in the presence of God, like positioning ourselves. And this is going to be made available to, I want this available to all of our partners out there, that it's a positioning yourself to be able to receive from God like Jehoshaphat did. And when he did that, because he had to repent for bad relationships. He made some very bad relationships. Even though it was people that professed to be and they were part of God's folks, they were in rebellion against God. And so God dealt with him with that. And he humbled himself. And guess what? He cried out to God. God told him what to do. And when he humbled himself, put God in the right place again in his life and those that he was over, God delivered them from the enemy, and everything was put back right again. Listen, this is so important. You need to position yourself, your marriage, your family, your office, your business. I mean, everywhere you have a sphere of authority, you need to say, I want to make it right. And you're obligated as a person who loves God to tell your family, because he says that you're worse than an unbeliever if you don't prepare them. And if you're going like, we don't need to prepare ourselves, we don't need to sign up for the Torch newsletter and listen to prudent preparation. Listen, that's not going to be well. And God says that's worse than an unbeliever. I want to encourage you. That's why we're here. Listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. Dear Lord, forgive us for the pride and the arrogance in our life and the people that we hurt because we wouldn't deal with the pride because of the strife that was going on. Help us not to be like this. What's that cartoon character?
Pigpen.
Pigpen of strife, because you know. And the thing about it, to only know if you're a person that is a pigpen of strife, you got to ask people around you, because a prideful person, if you ask them, are you the root of all these problems? Of course they're going to tell you what?
No, not me.
I'm blinded, as Rick Joyner says, in the vision he had with Final Quest, by a banner of self-righteousness. Dear Lord, have mercy on America. Have mercy on the church. Save us. Bring a third great awakening. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this up in this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, We will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.